Mr. Gully, Reel 19, you were talking about the ACAB situation. Now, where is that information coming from?
Well, we heard it from officers. How far is it through? We don't know, but just like that. I mean, everybody was either, the whole battalion was what we call 100% ready to go. The same day comes here. We knew your objective. We knew what was on the other end. I knew the order of the team roll that I was going for. Everyone knew what you had to do. Then suddenly, out of the building, it's called. And the stuff was filled with thought. Even the barriers that I mentioned earlier on, the business about children who were going to chicken room, they were going back here. So we thought to ourselves, well, it's the balance of easy world going out there. The thing that we could have an easy world going out there. And of course, I was wondering about the money. He said there wasn't anybody there. And he told me all about it. It's going to be a lot more than that. I was excited. But the story we were told was that he had been arrested. Of course, at the time, he disappeared. We never saw him before. He had been arrested. And we didn't say that he didn't execute it. As far as he did it, he was firmly, he was doing drama with him. He was one time telling the very life of him. So, how far that story goes, I have no clue whatsoever. But I do know that we were all up together on that morning. I'm sure that that life was off. So, I think it was a two night we had a real lunch time with the human world this time. We did a big bonfire. The loads of Australian days had come up, where it came from, I don't know. We were all sat around in these big compounds. It was more or less a field prepared, some by trees. And we were up under the evening sky with a big bonfire, sitting around, sitting Australian beer. We had entertainment by quartermaster sergeant John Davis, with Sergeant Chester Lee Gregory and Bonnie Mary of Argyle. We turned on the morning entertainment, and the members of the concert party were up there entertaining, working in the late hours of the night, officers to men. I don't know whether it was a tension that had built up that we were working on when I said, and that's two weeks council. So what that somebody with a big intelligence that got these feelings and suggested this party, whether it's federal cable or what kind of country. We need a company, and we need a company to do the CNN. We have the big night. It was a big night to work with us. We had a place to do the deal with them. And we did see from everybody else. Officers there in the cell, were the ones in the cell, you see. And it went on into the house. It was a really good, really good deal. So that was the end of that guy. And the two point thing we were doing, come by the chin. Once you know, one happened in the morning, when they notified that 6 years, first water struck, I think that's the only 4 years. And I could go to down the main area, so come up there.
Did they tell you why you were going at this stage?
Nothing. I couldn't remember anything that was said. There wasn't any sort of reason for it. I certainly was in the way that you were making the only thing that you could worry about. They'll go to public schools. That's not only a national department, and it's only a few months back to the first night of about 2 years ago. We sent the secret here, close to where it's from. We got a change. So we moved from City Hall. We went down river, and city down. Then we bought these little, like, Allen Dallas. And shared from them. And I think the first one of that was a place called Cochrane Dinner. And we moved from Cochrane Dinner down.
Was that marching?
It's called John Bike. And it's the United Quiet Party. It didn't seem to me. It was still on for the men, stuck up to the men. The rest of the men went to see if it was in the position. Yeah, so when I was with right on the beach, St. Anne's on the side here, right? Yeah. It's serious to come in the church, but the churches that we have, the church is all the bad, but the tree comes from the top, the water to the church is the bad, the tree comes from the top. Which is one of the ones that no one should pay attention to. The better day, fourth of service, and we were always told in our family, and this was a very important thing. Even the 4 days on the camera coming out of the house. I'm holding it right. Never fire at night. The Chinese are only looking, they come up, they sort of see, they go under the fire, keep scoring, the flash, and then keep on the vision. So, we are on the only time to check out. On our left, Indians from Germany.
Where was the Japanese positions compared with your own? How far away were they?
Let's have a look. So we went up on the top.
Is it easy to mistake shapes, shadows at night when you're on guard, to think there's something there that isn't?
Oh, yes. Well, the strange difference of it, I mean, I'm not going to be so much to my joy to see what I'm going to do. And you're looking. The trick is not to fix your eyes on one object. If you start looking at a tree, you start to see the tail in the jewel. You can set your eyes, but that tree will move. That tree will move 20 yards. If you focus on one thing, it is the worst thing you can do because the eyes are very tricky. The trick to do is to focus on one thing, watch it a second thing, then see if you got it, then come up with another idea. Never focus on one thing at the same time. That's the reason if it's pretty true that it has moved 10 yards. And of course, once it has moved, you think it's what on. You don't get too much of that. And that's what you do in the moment. That's a frightening thing because You're fighting with people in this community. You're fighting with people in the street that moves to them. And you see somebody moving and you hold your business. And you try to think yourself and sort it out in your mind. Absolutely. And you talk to yourself. The people are really extremely negative. Fortunately, you've got a minute that I'm sorry about. The auditor aware of leaving the same position. And you can have a whisper to him and say what he's doing. But he didn't see anything, to be honest. He was never on any talking about anything.
You said the Japanese came forward and teased you to try to give the position away. What kind of thing did they do?
Oh, yeah, because he didn't come up with money. He didn't come up with, so of course he was wired with money.
You were wired out, right?
You could hear him come up as far as the wire on people's arms, really. But I've heard him shouting. People saying, the find out through the rain, you know, what Reginald said. Imagine he was shouting.
They shout at you in English?
Yeah. Hey, mommy, can you help me? There were only 3 men in the world. This is a sort of thing. They tried to get the law of residence in the land at the time. And then as far as they thought, that's a shame. They never fought. They never get presented to you in the Japanese. And they come up a lot about 4 or 5 years on it, which is hard. That's the firing rifles and because they know it's human. A rifle flutters, it's pinpointed. They're not mad. All your comfort level on the planet. Share that. I've had a lot of children. I've had more on the floor, actually. I've had a lot of children come in. Certain things that are difficult. You need to find out all here. You know what you should.
But you couldn't see them in front of you. They were so well hidden, were they?
No, you couldn't see them. You have this clear space for them, which is 20 yards, and then you have undergrowth, jungle, coming down to the beach. All they have is this field of fire. When they would come up as far as the edge, and try to cross, there was no way you could see them. I think it wasn't worth firing off. But you were taught to get people situated. It's just the idea. Put the window clear. Everybody knew who it was coming up the line. They knew about me. And they were trying to pinpoint the condition. And as I said, the one in the image of the far book, they were blasting off. And they were letting all the cops from back on. We were on the front on the street side. The note in our group from the bar they were over there. If you made this decision,
you were saying that the commanding officer gave you some.
Brigadier General Scott. When the Royal Brigadier was ever accepted, said an observer, they were noted for their service and reliability. For instance, on the first night they went into the line, despite many Japanese attempts to disturb them by noises of not wanting to shut the fire. Again, during the withdrawal, which the Brigadier took us at their own time. At their own state, the troops went down the peninsula as if they were returning to Manchester. I'm afraid that most of the time you were only red mark on the map to us, said Brigadier General Scott. But it is encouraging to know that it is a mark upon which one can rely when relying on their own circumstances. was up to the point that the fire on the stones of it. We were a disciplined battalion. Hear this? Well, you know, I think I said earlier, the best of the Indian troops have been shipped to the Western Desert early on, and these were more or less Indian conscripts.
How long were you in this particular position? Because you did carry out an assault on the Japanese position,
yes.
Didn't you?
It was near the company commander, who was known as Humpty Greenwood, who later became Colonel of Dunstan. And Humpty was voted for his hunting horn. He was to lead the company charge, blow his hunting horn. But the Japanese were well to be on the hillside. You come right in, all guns blazing. But it was followed by bombing first by a young lady. Our bombs came all around me, crossed the hills, and walked the wood tower, but we were sure about the machine. Boom. Well undercover, in case they got themselves. And it was a little bit of what?
Were you able to see that attack going in? Were you able to actually see it?
No, we couldn't see it. We heard it. We were obscured by a small hill in the trees. All we heard was the shooting shells. There wasn't any visibility. There was only one company going into attack.
And in addition to the noise of fire and so forth, there's a lot of shouting and screaming, is there, when an attack goes in?
Yeah.